Hi, good afternoon. This is Dariusz Górski with MKO. Well, first of all, congratulations on very strong results. You surpassed expectations by a wide margin. Sounds like the tone or comment on the outlook is becoming somewhat more positive. And I continue to wonder why you talk about stabilization in the second half, or am I reading it incorrectly? Especially some segments to me, like outdoor, for instance. Do you think outdoor will not recover further and will not swing into a profit, perhaps? And this will be the main question for the time being.
Okay, as I mentioned, you know, about describing the advertising market, it's really, of course, you can see the improvement in all media. But as you can see, all media except internet and televisions are still in the red. So most of the media are below the water. Plus, we are showing this diagram showing the number of the recruitment ads in dailies that, again, we see a slight improvement, but it's still in the red. That's number one. Number two, you have to remember that the third quarter, we have a seasonality in media, and the third quarter is not a very good quarter for the media because of the summer and the vacations. So we don't know how the outcome of the third quarter is going to look like. So you have to take into account all these elements. Plus, we still have a limited visibility. How the whole year going to look like, because it's the advertising market, as you know, it's very sensitive to the macroeconomic. It's very sensitive to the investments. It's very sensitive to the consumption as well. So that's why we are saying that we see first signs of stabilization.
I mean, I understand your point, but I mean, even TVN today sounded cautious. They stick to the 3-5% guidance of the market, but they quoted more higher base rather than outlook, I would say. But okay, but let's go into outdoor. Outdoor was only -1.
Uh-huh.
I think there was a realistic chance that it may be in the black in the fourth quarter.
We will do everything possible to be on the black. That's our goal, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of market. Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, Leszek Jaszko here from KBC. Just to continue on the market, would you agree that actually internet and TV, the growth that we saw in second quarter was like exceptionally strong? And also referring to what TVN said, that they are expecting rather more modest, still of course growth, but more modest in the second half of the year. Would you say, if you agree with this statement, then going into smaller segments of the media market, can we also expect something like that, meaning that that actually the flattening of the dynamics in Q2 was quite small, and it could be actually higher in the second half, meaning that the same trend. I don't know if you understand my point, meaning that actually that the if we agree that TV and internet perform extremely strong in Q2, does it also refer to the other segments, and we can expect further, let's say, negative dynamics in the second half of the year?
Well, you know, the only thing, that's why, you know, when you look at the diagram that we are showing on the second page on our presentation, and you can see the growth of internet and television, and it's really, you know, growing really fast. So, of course, to be worried about it, why it's growing so fast, it's a right statement. And what's going to happen in the next quarters? That's a good question. And we're trying to answer this question by showing you the diagram with the number of the recruitment ads. That, you know, even though there is a slight improvement in the number of the recruitment ads, it's still in the red. So indirectly, what I'm saying,
the second half, further flattening of this negative dynamics in the smaller media, or not necessary?
I think it will be. Looking at the, you know, and the number of the recruitment ads, I think it will be flattering. But depends about which quarter are you talking about? Because remember that again, the third quarter is the, and we're in the media, and in the media we have the seasonality, and the third quarter is.
We had also third quarter last year, right? So you also, you know, it's a kind of fair comparison still, right? Third quarter to the third quarter, even though it's seasonally weak.
It's seasonally weak, and in our case, we cannot cut the cost to zero. So, you know.
Okay, moving into another topic, maybe on marketing now. It looks like also from your comment that on certain reasons, marketing and promotion expenses were particularly low in the second quarter. And what kind of outlook you can give for this cost category for the second half of the year? Do you feel the need to invest more, seeing some more stabilization on the ad market? For instance, in a daily segment, marketing expenses in Q2 were more or less on the level of Q3 of last year. So, what's your view on the second half or in terms of marketing expenses?
Okay, so as I mentioned during the presentation, I mean, first of all, especially in the newspaper, in Gazeta, we had a lower marketing and promotional cost, not only because buying media is cheaper, but also because we withdraw or suspend some of our promotional campaigns because of the Smolensk strategy. So, of course, sooner or later, we will be filling the gap. I mean, some of our, you know, campaigns are standing by, or we started them, right? As you can see right now on the streets in Warsaw, we started the campaign that was suspended about, you know, our content, that you can get an access to our content through mobile, computers, telephone, and so on. So there is some shift of spending of the money.
Now, on outdoor, maybe few words, because you didn't do well on the revenues. You lost some market share in the second quarter. However, on cost, you did particularly well, and the margin was really very strong. And I wonder whether this some of those costs, the drops in some of the costs, meaning the two largest cost categories, cost of maintenance and cost of realization of the campaigns, whether the drops in those two cost categories are kind of recurrent, or there were some particularly some factors, you know, that caused this cost to be particularly low in the second quarter?
Well, as you can look at the previous quarters as well, we're trying to control the maintenance costs and the execution of campaign costs as well. So, of course, the execution of campaign, there is some correlation with the revenues, but not the maintenance costs, because this is, you know, we had just a project to lower the maintenance costs, and I think we are satisfied with the results. But yes, you agree. I agree. I mean, we lost some market share, and as I mentioned, it's mainly due to the, you know, portfolio of clients that were using our system. And the portfolio.
What does it mean exactly?
I mean, then, you know, the different campaigns. We didn't win some of the campaigns. They were placed on the billboards of our competitors. So it was a mixture of those two things, really. And there is some legal effects, because there is some limitation on so-called transit advertising on buses and so on. So these are the, you know, the revenues that we don't have them because of the legal aspects as well.
Okay. Maybe just a brief question on capital expenditures. In the first half of 2010, your CapEx was around 18 million. And are there any reasons to expect it to be much more in the second half of the year?
We announced that we are bidding for the contract with Warsaw municipality in outdoor, but if there are any expenditures once we win the contract,
it's completely different.
It's a different situation, and it's not this year.
Yeah, what is status quo?
It's still in the process. We submitted the proposal to the city, and we are waiting for the answers from the city. So still, the process is still in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, are there any reasons for the capex? Let's say if there is status quo, if nothing changes in terms of outdoor. Can we expect also capex in second half of the year to be, let's say, around 20 million or rather more?
I would say that maybe a bit more, but I'm not talking about big numbers.
Okay, fair enough. And the last, very last question, realistically, when do you think you can close Helios transaction? Still this month or rather next month?
Well, no, we would like to close as soon as possible. That's why I mentioned that, you know, we are taking the next steps to close the transaction.
Uh-huh.
We all hope that it's going to be sooner than later, but I cannot promise.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Dario Skorski. Please go ahead.
Sorry for that. I look at the profitability of your daily segment, and I continue to be impressed because, you know, the margin is either flat or improving, but it's still very high. I mean, is there a level somewhere of cost? I mean, you clearly, with the headwinds and the drop in circulation, there must be some point in time where your revenues will stop covering, I mean, will start to erode your EBITDA. But any guidance as to where this level is? I know there's copy sales, which are revenues from copy sales are not going that much down, but still, I mean, it's amazing how strong this margin is, given the old drop in circulation. Yeah,
the important thing is really the readership figures, because, as I mentioned, you should be looking at the readership figures. And of course, on the copy sales is the second indicator, but I think the most important thing are the readership figures, and you should be looking at the readership figure. Now, I agree with you. Our margins are very strong. As I mentioned, the big decline in the promotional marketing are due also to withdrawal of some of our marketing and promotion campaigns during the Smolensk strategy. So that's why we've got such a good results in the second quarter. But to answer your question, when, you know, we'll be not able to control the cost because of the declining revenues, I hope it will never happen in my life.
Okay, thank you. Any comments on Helios' performance in the second quarter that we can get?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Any comments on the second quarter performance of Helios?
Of Helios, not yet. We cannot comment their results. We're not the owners yet.
Okay.
So if there are no other questions, we would like to thank you very much for joining us today afternoon. And if you have any additional questions, please drop us an email, and we'll be happy to answer you. Thank you very much.